the Bridges to Transition program was designed by the Rehab Services Commission through the state of Ohio to help provide transition training for employment for area high school children ages 14 to 22.
And this is centered around folks that have developmental disabilities that might otherwise have a difficult time finding employment after getting through the educational system.
Correct. There was a real gap in services for what is called transition services, you know, transitioning from high school into life after high school. Vocation and having a job is important for any individual. The state of Ohio, working with the county boards of developmental disabilities, come up with this concept of a transition grant, Bridges to Transition. It's a partnership that allows the local entities, county boards, and nonprofits like Star Inc. to send certain dollars up to the state of Ohio, and the state will match that about 4-1.
Are we seeing a paradigm shift in the way developmentally disabled people are treated by society?
I think so. The service system for the state of Ohio is very robust, and individuals have come to expect a lot, not just being provided a day job or something like that through a nonprofit or a sheltered workshop. Really, they're coming to expect we, as a system, need to develop programs and services that help them live the best life that they can, that help them live the life that they want to, really crafting it to the individual and saying, how can we help you live the life that you want to live? Let's support you
right in
that individual path.
Many sheltered workshops don't pay minimum wage to all of their employees, but Star Inc. is committed to paying 100% of minimum wage to all of their employees. Can you explain a little bit about sheltered workshops and how they operate?
There would be a central location in a county where individuals could be brought and receive some support services, and around that a lot of times was employment. And in the golden days of the sheltered workshop, you know, there were a lot of piece contracts that would be various manufacturers would have you assemble or package, you know, different products. They were granted an exemption through the federal Department of Labor to pay what is called a special minimum wage, and you have to apply and receive a special minimum wage certificate. Many of these workshops, all these workshops, operated under a special minimum wage certificate that allowed them to pay less than a minimum wage to an individual with disability.
You can find out how to get more information about the Bridges to Transition program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kelly Hunter, continued success. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.